It's you. The scarf wrapped around Gwen's mouth muffled the words, but the shock in her voice was clear. She knew him. How? Humans weren't supposed to remember their past lives. He'd specifically sought that knowledge from the elders of his species, the ones who were old enough to remember the time when the gods and goddesses interacted with the mortal world. Xander had taken comfort in knowing future incarnations of his fated mate wouldn't recall how he'd allowed her to die. Twice. Have we met? If they had, she never would have gotten herself kidnapped. After Tabitha, the last human female who housed his fated mate's soul, perished, he promised himself he'd never allow his female to suffer. He wasn't quite sure how he was supposed to accomplish that without tainting Gwen's life with his presence, but he'd figure out a way, even if he had to lurk in the shadows watching over her for the rest of her life. She tugged the gray scarf down, exposing the face he'd only seen in photographs. None of those pictures had done her justice. She was beautiful. An angel. Too good for him. He greedily let his gaze drink in her sweetness anyway, then met her chocolate-colored eyes. Not officially, but I've seen you before. You were hunting me. In Delaware. She licked her lips, then glanced at the ground. Do you remember? As if he'd forget. The memory of that day on the waterfront, when he'd been searching for her and Molly, haunted him still. A sensation of peace had settled over him, chasing away the aggression he usually encountered around humans. Those few seconds of peace were the reason he'd all but abandoned his pack in his search for Gwen. He'd known what they meant. Twice before, he'd experienced the phenomenon. Each time had been in the presence of his fated mate, the two human females he'd damned by touching them. Really? He swept his gaze over her. The parka hid her body, and none of the photos he had of Gwen revealed much. She didn't enjoy getting her picture taken. From what he'd learned of Gwen, she was as shy as she'd been in previous lifetimes. I would have remembered seeing you. Oh, you didn't see me. I hid from you. She slipped the dagger back into the sheath, shoved it in her pocket, then flicked her gaze to the woods, scanning them as if looking for help or an escape. The tensing in her body and the desperation in her expression warned him to tread carefully. She was going to run. While he didn't worry he'd lose her, he didn't want to frighten her more. Chasing her would do that. I wish you hadn't. I could have helped you. No, I don't believe that. If you could have, Molly wouldn't have given me the advice she had.